Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing B'tziyata B'shmayo B'simcha G'dola B'atzuma, the limud of the Rambam, Perek Gimel, B'halacha Ches in Hilchos Malachim, about the Din of Moreid B'Malchus. Baruch Hashem, we've already seen the flows, but Kushios Gedolos V'Atzumos. And now we're going to start the Mahalach. It's a Langa Mahalach, Kederech Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Zatzal, Rav David Yitzchak Mann, that one of his magical qualities was that he just had an incredible amount of insight into everything he touched. So it's not short vorts. It's not the Twitter material, if you will, but definitely gives you a taste of the sweetness of Torah, and the breadth of Torah, and the depth of Torah. So we will begin. Siyata Dishmaya. So, to resolve the issues that we raised in the first two Shiurim, we begin with a Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Mitzvah Zesei Kuf Ayin Gimel. B'chiyuv misa shel moreid b'malchus. There is a chiyuv misa for somebody who rebels against the king. B'chol moreid b'malchus yeh damo muter l'melech shehukam al pi Torah. And anybody who rebels against the king, his blood will be permitted by the king who is ruling according to the Torah. That is how the Rambam legislates this mitzvah. Where is it found? It's in the mitzvah of Lemanos Aleinu Melech. We have a mitzvah of appointing a king. Som tassim alecha melech. Rambam Kayadua Paskins, this is a mitzvah. And he says that as long as there's a mitzvah, as long as there's a melech who is giving a tzivui that does not contradict the Torah, we have to listen to him. And somebody who doesn't listen to him is killed. V'chol moreid b'malchus yedamo muter l'melech shehu kamal pitar. Moreidik. Anybody who's moreid b'malchus, his blood is permitted to be shed by the king who is established based on the Torah. Ad kan midivrei kacho shel haRambam b'sefer haMitzvos. So mevur mizeh. Din huter damo b'moreid. We see from this a din of huter damo b'moreid b'malchus. V'yisodo nira. So where? What's the foundation? What's the root of this halacha? Al pi divrei haRamban b'feirusho laTorah. That we quoted in a previous shir, dechayev misa dechiyuv misa demoreid, who mikra de kol cherem asher yachra mina adam lo yipada mos yumas. We had that pasuk of anybody who is banished from man is not to be redeemed; he shall surely die. Which, as the Heiliger Chasim Sofer interprets, Heiliger Ramban, this is the din of moreid b'malchus. Lo yipode mos yumas, that he is to die. Shechrimu Yisrael at amoreid b'malchut, v'reihu b'chlal kol cherem. That the Jewish people have banished b'machrim, someone who's moreid b'malchus, and he's included in the category of kol cherem. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos writes that Moreid B'Malchus is Chayav Misa because the Jewish people said about themselves in the book of Joshua, Kol Ish Asher Yamre Espicha. Anybody who rebels against your word shall surely die. The Maritz Chayis in the Sefer Torah Sanavim is Tamea. The Maritz Chayis is such an interesting personality and such an interesting writer. So he's Tamea on the Rambam. How do you kill somebody? Because the Jewish people said so. The Jewish people said about Joshua, Kol asher yamres picha yumas. Anybody who rebels against your word will be executed. Seder, the Jewish people said that. Well, how does that allow hariga? How does that allow us to kill a human being? Ayin sham b'divrei amaretz chayis. Achen, b'divrei haramban, harei zeo hakoach shel Yisrael, le'ashvu yecherem al ha'adam, shemikoach ze yiye chayav mitano. We have a pasuk in Chumash, we have a Ramban, that's the koach of the Jewish people, to create a cherem, a banishment on a person, through which he'll be chayav misa. V'hein hein divrei Rambam. That's exactly what the Rambam is saying. The Jewish people said it, and so it's going to be. That any guy who's mamre pi amelech, achas din olamus, he's a goner. Where does that come from? It comes from pasuk in Chumash. That's where it's rooted, so we can match together the words of the Rambam and Ramban, and we have a good source, we have a solid source. The pasuk in Chumash, the pasuk in Navi, rooted in the pasuk in Chumash. Vinira, da'alidei omer rabbein, moreinu v'rabbeinu, da'alideich, I like quoting his lashon because it's just it's beautiful, always beautiful to hear the way he put it, as opposed to just the way I'm putting it. My job is to just try to explain and explicate and clarify, but really the Iker is Lashon Rabbeinu Zetzal. Da'al yidei cherem d'Yisrael lo shayach shiyachul din chiyuv mita she'ein chiyuv ela ma shechiyuvah Torah. When the Jewish people make a cherem, that is not going to create a din chiyuv misa. The only chiyuv misa that there can be is what the Torah was mechayiv. Ve'lazeh Katava Rambam din hutar damo, and that's why the Rambam says, no, there's a din of hutar damo, his blood is permitted. Shudin miyuchad, this is a special din. There's an arichus about this in the chidushim of Riz Halevi, of the Brisker Rav, in the first parak of Hilchos Ratzeach v'Shmiras Hanefesh, in the 13th halacha. There, he is talking about a rodef. And a horeg b'shogeg shiyatza chutz mechutz le'ir meklato, which is a din miyuchad shel ein lo damim. That's the din of the rodef and horeg shiyatza chutz le'ir meklato. Shebeze ein chiyuv mita l'arigato. That if you kill somebody who's a rodef or who kills b'shogeg and then leaves the ir miklat, there's no chiyuv misa. Why? Because huter damo, his blood is permitted. Ayein sham b'divrei harav ba'arichut. Achen, din hutar damo eino heter hariga. This din of hutar hariga, hutar damo, that his blood is permitted, is not permission to kill. Ukamo shebier sham agriz biyachol lahatzilo be'echad me'avarav shasur lehorgo. If you can neutralize the rodef by shooting him in the leg, you're not allowed to kill him. So it's not just a blanket heter that to kill the rodef. We see that from the fact that nitan latzilo biyachol latzil mecha be'varav asur laharga. Umikol makom dat haRambam she'ein chayvim alav mita. And still, if he killed him, even if he could have saved him be'echad me'varav, he's still not chayv misa. Mishum ayen sham. Look in what the Brisker Rav writes. D'mikol makom u'bichlal din rodef she'ein lo damim. Nevertheless, he is considered a rodef and he has no blood. His blood is not important. Is not significant. ומשום הכי פטורין מחיוב מיטה עליו אף על פי שבוודאי אסור להורגו. There's no חיוב מיסה, but we're not allowed to kill him. ובזה באי לחיוב מיטה על ידי סנהדרין, דאף על פי שאי אפשר לחייב מיטה מי שאינו מחויב, ויש חיוב מיטה על הריגתו, אבל כל שהותר דמו מקרא דכל חרם שוב שייך לחייבו מיטו על ידי סנהדרין מקרא דכל אשר ימרה פיך. So in order for him really to be chayev misa, not just tutur damo, for that we need a Sanhedrin. Because even though it's impossible to be mechayev misa, somebody who's not mechayev misa, and there's a chayev misa for killing a person who's not chayev misa, but after we have a heter damo from the pasuk of kol chayrem, now we could be mechayev him in misa al yidei Sanhedrin, from the pasuk of Kol Asher Yamrep Espicha. Ve'al din ze la'ashvuye chiyuv mita al misha hutar damo katvu atosvot debay lemeidayne bebeid din. So now we get back to our case. We get back to the Moreid B'malchus. Moreid B'malchus has a din of hutar damo. Hutar damo. Why is hutar damo? Because of Kol Chayrim. Now you can bring him to the Sanhedrin, and the Sanhedrin can be Mechayiv him Misa. Like the Pasuk says, Kol Asher Yamar Es Picha Yumas. That anybody who rebels against your word is to be killed, and that needs a psak of the Sanhedrin to actually make him Chayiv Misa. Not just Hutter Damo, but Chayev Misa. And on that, Tosfos writes, and that's the Tosfos we saw in the previous shir, that we need a Beis Din. Do you need a Beis Din? That was one of the things we were wondering about in the previous shir. Do you need a Beis Din to be Mechayev for the Moreid B'Malchus or not? The answer is, for Hutter Damo, no. In order that he should be Chayev Misa, the yes. For that, you need a Beis Din. ומהי טיימה מבואר בתוספות במגילה שם ובסנהדרין שם. זה מכל מקום, הלנת דין, דבאי בדיני נפשות, לא באי במורד. מה שאין כן, דין מתחילים מן הצם, מן הקטן, שפיר איקה בי דהבה לי דיני נפשות. So, הלנת דין is not necessary. Waiting until tomorrow to pass in the din, that's not necessary במורד. Masha'enke, in the din of maschilin min hatkotin, the din that you have to start from the smallest person on the base, the maschilin min hatzad, you start from the side benches, the lesser members of the Sanhedrin, the lowest, and then afterwards you get to the bigger ones, because you don't want to you don't want the little ones to hear the big ones and then be afraid to express their opinion. So you start from the katan. There, that does apply to a Moreid B'Malchus, because it's considered Dinei Nefashos. And we want to understand what's the beer, what's this all about. Ayin Sham B'Divrei Atosus. Ulefi Ma She'amarnu, Nera Biuro Kach. Shedin Halana Ne'amar B'Gavra Sheyesh Lo Damim. When do you need Halana? When do you need to wait overnight in order to pass in the din? That's a gavra, that's an individual that has damim, that his blood is significant. And through the psak din, there's going to be a chalois gavra ktila liftor asaharga. Through the psak din, there is going to be now a chalos, a change in halachic status, making him into a gavra ktila, a dead man, pattering somebody who kills him. Shebazet zarich halanat din, to make him a gavra ktila, to pater the one who kills him. For that, you need a psak din. You need halanas din for this psak din. For this psak din, to make him a gavra ktila, a dead man, that ain't lo damim, that his blood isn't significant, for that you need halanas din. But ubemoreid b'malchut, shebelav hachi ein lo damim, But the Mori b'malchus, that anyway has no blood, even before the Psak Din, and therefore he has the status of Gavra Ktila, like the Brisker Rav wrote about the Rode from the Yotzei Mir Meklato. Ein a Psak Din, Sarich Halana. Here you don't need Halana because you're not making him into a Gavra Ktila. Ereshoin a Gavra Ktila is already a Gavra Ktila without you. Masheinkein legabe maschilin menatzad. She'enu mitzad ha'chalois she'chola ha'idei ha'psak din. She'arei ha'matchilim einam po'alim adayin psak din. What's maschilin min ha'tzad? Maschilin min ha'tzad doesn't make a chalos psak din. There's no psak din when you start min ha'tzad. There's no psak din when you start from the katan. Rather, v'ikaro b'mashe ha'nosehu Dinei nefashot dechamerei. The primary need for maschilin min hatzad, maschilin min hakotan, is that we're dealing with dinei nefashos that are very chamor. The moment you're in the category, the classification of dinei nefashos, then you need maschilin min hatzad. V'chayshinan shelo yane al riv. We're afraid al rav, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin 36. We're afraid that he's not going to answer the bigger rabbi. He's going to be afraid to contradict the bigger rabbi. So Mimela, he's not going to speak up, and that's going to be bad news. We want him to be able to speak up. Gemara says, Lo sane al riv, lo sane al rav. You should not answer in a quarrel. And the Gemara says, you shouldn't answer after the master, Al Rav. Don't dispute the opinion of the greatest among judges. Therefore, were the judges to commence issuing their opinions from the greatest, and he would say that the accused is liable, no judge would be ready to acquit him. So, by Dine Nefashos, you have to start Min Hatzad, and this is definitely Dine Nefashos. By Deze Yetze Chumra Lehorgo. If the person's not on Al Rav, if he's afraid to speak up, then it's going to be a Chumra going to kill the guy. Like we see in Tosfos, Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, Dibur HaMaschil B'Dine Nefashos. Ayin Sham. Ubeze sof sof gam harigat more dinei nefashot have. At the end of the day, it's still dinei nefashos. So again, in order to make a chalos gavra ktila, that you need halonas din. In order to, but here we're already dealing with a gavra ktila, you don't need halonas din. And maschilin min hatzad just means that the topic is nefashos. And here, sof sof, the topic is nefashos. So therefore, by Morid b'malchus, you need to maschilin min hatzad. Umishumachi matchilim bo min hatzad. That's why we're maschil min hatzad, because it's dinei nefashos. Umiyushav b'ze ma she'evi Rabbi Yochanan b'gemara sham. And now we can understand the very difficult Gemara. That Rabbi Yochanan, first we start matchilim min hatzad. The Gemara brings from losane al riv, losane al rav. And therefore start from the side, because otherwise people aren't going to argue with the gadol. Amar says, I have another pasuk. Yechon says, you know what? I have another pasuk. I have a pasuk from King David with Novel. Rabba Bar Bachana Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mehacha. Vayomer David laanashav chigru ish et charbo vayachgru ish et charbo vayachgor gam David et charbo. Rabbi Chana says, Rabbi Yochanan says, the source of this practice is from here. When David decided to punish Nabal, David said to his men, every man gird his sword, and every man girded his sword, and David also girded his sword. So the Talmud is understanding that this sword girding is paskining the din. David was the gadol, and David paskin Nava last. And here we have the Tosfos that we mentioned in this year and the previous year, that here it's mashma that you do need din, and Megillah it's mashma you don't need din. The Tosfos says that as far as halanas din goes, it's not necessary to have halanas din, but it is necessary to have a maschilin menatzad, and therefore David was last. And as we explain, what's the pshat? The pshat is that to make a gavra ketila, you need halanas din. But here he's already a gavra ketila, so therefore what do we need here? But it's dinei nefashos. So since it's dinei nefashos, memela anachnu mevinim shetzarich la'tchil menatzad. And that's what Rabbeinu says. Umiyushav bezema shevi riba gemara sham din matchilim menatzad mikra de devrei kabbalah b'David. V'rei leil sham b'gemara mevi mikra de devrei torah de lo da tane al rav. Well, first we bring a pasuk from Divrei Torah, and then we bring a pasuk from Divrei Kabbalah. You know, once you have the pasuk from Divrei Torah, you're sort of set. You don't need to go anywhere else. You don't need to find the pasuk in Navi. So what's going on in the Gemara? Bal kolchenu gam l'rig zeu svara li'isur v'kanal midivrei tosvot de'la'anal kamash malan ri de'din matchilim l'natzad eino talui be'ashvuye gavra shalem le'gavra ketila. So the Ri is also going to be holding that this is a svara le'isur, like Tosva says that we can kill if it's not going to be a proper psak din. And if we start with the gadol and the katan doesn't talk, then chorma is going to come out that we might kill a guy who's not really chayiv misa. So it says, dini nefashos maschilim min atzad, mishum lo sane al rav. Because the person's not going to want to answer the rav, and the mele, the wrong person's going to be killed. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's also a chshash. And Rabbi Yochanan's teaching us the din matchilim min atzad eino talui be'ashvuye gavra shalem legavra ketila ela kol shehu dinei nefashot afilu shebelav achi hu gavra ketila nami yesh bo din ze. So Rabbi Yochanan is telling us that as long as we're dealing with dinei nefashos, and that anyway he's a gavra ketila, this din also applies. In other words, we don't have that from the first pasuk. The first pasuk is Lo San El Rav, Lo San El Riv, Riv Lo San El Rav. Say there, but how does it teach us that it's talking even about where there's a gavra ketila involved? Maybe where there's a gavra ketila involved, then you don't need the maschilin menatzad. So here by Nabal, who's a mard b'malchus, and who's a gavra ketila, also you need a maschilin menatzad. And the nafkamina would be a treifa. Based and sees him horeges hanefesh, a treif horeges hanefesh, a treif is nerag. Even though he's a gavra ketila, he's a treif, he's going to die anyway. But here also maschilin menatzad. So that's the nafkamina, even though he's already a gavra ketila. But the moment we're dealing with dinei nefashos, maschilin menatzad. ומעכשיו נראה אנחנו נצעד צעד הלאה שכיוון שיסוד החיוב תלוי במה שהותר דמו מקרא דכל חרם שוב אי אפשר להקשות את דמיתיים החייו מיתה רק למלך ולא לאחרים וכנל דקרא סתם הכתיב. So now we understand that since the יסוד החיוב depends on the fact that his blood has been permitted. How has his blood been permitted? From the pasuk of Kol Chayrem. His blood has been permitted because of the pasuk of Kol Chayrem. And we asked in the previous shiur, why is he Chayav Misa only to the king? We saw that only the king can kill him, and not anybody. The pasuk is talking stama. The pasuk says that he's chayav misa. So mehechi tesi that only the king could kill him. The answer is that the pasuk is bechlal not talking about the chiyuv. The pasuk of kol cheirem is bechlal not talking about a chiyuv. Ela be'ashvuye hagavra le'ein lo damim. It's talking about making this person, transforming into this person, into one who has no blood. V'zeo ha'yisod ha'mot yumat she'ne'emar bakra. And that's the mos yumas. The mos yumas just means that ain lo damim. So as we saw before, it's really a two-stage process. The first stage of this process is the kolcheir masher yachram, which means mos yumas, lo yipad mos yumas, that when a person has mori b'malchus, as the Chasim Sofer understands the Rambam, he's chayiv misa, which now we're saying means that ein lo damim, ein lo damim. But that doesn't make him chayiv misa. That just means that you're not obligated for killing him. It just means he's a gavra ketila. As we saw by Rodef and Yotzei Mir Maklata b'Shogeg. And then above and beyond that, we need a beis din now. We need the Psak Beis Din to say that he's mamish chayav misa. V'chiyuv atzmo ela eino ela al hamelech shekol sheyipasek alav din mored al yidei beit din din hamelech ulaharog hamordin bo. Now he comes in front of the Beis Din, and the job of the king is to kill those who are mored. And this has nothing to do with the pasuk of Mos Yumas. So it emerges that the din of Huter Damo is l'kulei alma. Anybody, huter damo to anybody. But just based on what we're saying, it's not matir hariga. Unless there is a chiyuv moreid which applies to the king. And yet the horeg will be putter. So we have a case here of somebody who's ein lo damim. If somebody kills him, he's not chayiv misa, but he has no right to kill him. Again, from the Brisker Rav's Yisod of Rodef Shechel Atzil Bechel Meivarov, he's putter, shouldn't have done it though, but since he's a gavra ketila, this Rodef, so the person who kills him is putter, but he shouldn't do it. So too, if somebody's married b'malchus, he has a din of a gavra ketila. And then, you take this gavra ketila a step forward, and you bring him to the Beis Din and you judge him, and now that he's judged, now the king has the right to kill him. Ve'ata shapir hitev divrei ha'gemara b'shabbat she'David lo chata af al pi she'lo danu b'sanhedrin. We ask in the Gemara, Gemara says that David didn't sin, and we said if you need a Sanhedrin and David didn't have a Sanhedrin to paskin chi of misa for Uriah, then David did sin. If a guy doesn't have a chi of misa and you kill him, the person's a rotzeach. To kill somebody without a chi of misa makes one into a rotzeach. And the answer is no. The sof hutar damo b'harugo eino rotzeach. You're not a rotzeach because Uriah had a din of hutar damo because he was a moreid. Elamai, he wasn't judged yet, so therefore there was no mitzvah yet to kill him, but there was no iser to kill him. There was no chiyuv misa to kill him. One is not allowed to kill him, but there's no chiyuv misa yet. But still, huter damo, because he was a morid b'malchus. And we could say even more that legabe hamelech himself, since huter damo mishum morid, there's no iser at all. For a regular person, there's going to be an iser, not a chiyuv misa, but an iser. He shouldn't do it. Even though there's no chiyuv misa, he still shouldn't do it. A king, it could be there's no Isser at all. But if you want it to be Chayiv Misa, for that you need a Sanhedrin. Like we see in the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Nun Vav, you need a Sanhedrin. So, and that David didn't have. But there's no Ritzicha. And so too by Yoav, Sanhedrin Mem Tes that we saw in the previous year. There was no Psak Din to kill Yoav like the Shaul HaMeshiv asked. And he's only Chayiv LeMelech, like the Yad Raman, the Parshas Terachim asked. Nevertheless, when someone does kill Yoav, there's going to be no Chiyuv Ritzicha, because Yoav is Hutar Dama. He's not Chayiv Al Tzimored B'Malchus, but he's still Hutar Dama, and therefore there's no Chiyuv Misa. Yoav has no chiyuv ritzicha for killing Amasa. Why not? Because as the Gemara says, that Amasa was Amored B'Malchus. And since Amasa was Amored B'Malchus, that's why Yoav killed him. So we asked, Yoav is a murderer. If Amasa has no, there was no din on Amasa, what right did he have to kill him? So the answer is, you're right, he shouldn't have done it. But he's not a rotzeach because Amos said hutar dama. His blood was permitted, so there's no chiyuv misa for killing him. So it emerges then that we have a yesod from this shir, and that is that there is a heter damim, hutar dama, when somebody's a morid b'malchus even without it based in, and that's from the pasuk of kolcher mishe yechorim and adam lo yipadamos yumas. And then on top of that, you need the Asher Isha, Kol Asher Isha Sher Yamra Es Picha, in order to be Mechayiv Him Misa. For that, you need a Beis Din. So, for the Hutar Damo, you have the Pasuk in Chumash. And then for him to be Chayiv Misa, and that's only to the king, that the king should go ahead and kill him, will be from the Pasuk of Kol Asher Yamra Es Picha. And as we suggested, it could be that for a king, if Hutar Damo, there's no Isser at all. But for a regular person, Hutar Damo, he shouldn't kill him. He's doing the wrong thing. There's just no Chiyuv Misa. But that's all without a Beis Din. And once you have the Beis Din, then he becomes Chayuv Misa once the Beis Din passes. So that's the Yisod we saw. And also the difference between Halanas Din. Halanas Din is to make a Gavra Ketila. But once he's already Gavra Ketila, you don't need Halanas Din. And but as far as Maschilim and Atzad goes, that applies to any Dina Nefashis cases, even if he's even if Hutar Damo. Even if he's already Gavra Ketila, he's already a dead man because his blood is permitted because Hutar Damo, nevertheless, he still needs to be Maschilim and Atzad. Okay, so, and that explains the Tosis, who's Mechalik. It doesn't explain what the Chilik is. Halanas Din is not necessary for Morid B'Malchus, and Maschilim and Atzad is. So our explanation puts to rest that question. So that is stage 3 of our journey, but of course we have not yet resolved all of the issues. We have a lot more to talk about. And Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we will continue seeing Nifla'ot Gidolot Me'od Mitorat Hashem, and I thank you so much for listening, and may we be zocheh Mirtz Hashem to continue Lomod Lelame Lishmur Las L'Kayim Miskol Derei Samot Rosh Yahava Amen B'Amen. Shalom Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends, please stay tuned. May Hashem give us the koach to continue, and the moach and the financial means and everything we need in Mitzvah Hashem. Shalom Shalom.